Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Basketball Jones! Basketball Jones!
It's March, and we all know what that means.
You bet.
It's time for basketball action. Now, I don't know who brought it up. Maybe Rob did.
Yeah.
Because it's a throwback, and Rob loves throwbacks, because Rob's ultimately a fan of the old Don and Mike show, so that's what he likes.
Now, what did that come from? That's
because
not true!
You like throwback bits. You like throwback bits.
I'm a fan of today's show. This is what I like. I'm a fan of you and this.
Today's hit music.
Yes.
All right, just calm your ass down. All right, hold on a second. I've got to fix my phone.
You came at me. Oh, hateful.
Was it not your suggestion that I do the brackets?
No, it wasn't. It was Oscar.
It was mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oscar's the one that likes the Don and Mike show.
I love the Don and Mike show.
Let me, for purpose of apology, I will compliment your sweatshirt.
Thank you. You like it?
Which is probably one of the coolest I think I've ever seen you wear.
Oscar, do you even know what that is?
Yes.
Actually, I've worn it before, but there was an era that I could not wear it, and now I'm back to an era where I can.
That looks fantastic. That's great. The 45 adapter.
Yeah, that makes a large hole small.
Yeah,
That's super cool.
Did you know
that it was the cob?
Put that on a shirt? They made a sweatshirt about a 45 adapter?
They did. And do you know what? Amazing. If you have to make a small hole big, there's a name for that. If you get like a British 45 that has the small, it's called dinking.
You dinking?
You're dinking. There's a guy in Vermont that'll dink 45.
I did that like weekly at American University.
I felt so stupid. At one time, I spent nearly $100 on a record, and I needed to send it for a 35-cent dinking so I could play it in the jukebox.
Whether it was Letts Hall or Anderson Hall at AU where we did our dinking.
Did you did it?
Maybe both.
Did you get the trophy?
Best
tinker?
No, I think it was Scott or Rob or Kevin.
Gail or Bill. You
know, they might have done that.
And then the dunking.
Hey. My wife said to me this morning, Pony, are you still off smokes? She wants to make sure you're not cheating.
Smokes.
I'm absolutely off of smoking. However, it's almost
He had a bad morning. God. He came in. You know, Pony doesn't yell, but I came in and sat down this morning.
I've noticed that he's been cranky.
And I said, how you doing? He said, can I go 10 feet without someone lighting up a cigarette this morning?
Okay, so it got to you today a little bit?
Every step of the way. And I know I'm such a hypocrite for saying this, but like every single step of the way from the car, from the parking lot across the street to here, it's like every single
Yankee cranky
person lights up a cigarette.
Yeah, everyone was dinking.
You know what? Let me tell you why you're not a hypocrite, because you are now, you have quit smoking. So they are making your life difficult. So you have every right in the world to bitch about people that are lighting up in front of you.
And judge that guy, though. I was that guy at one point.
Yeah.
You were. You were that guy at one point.
But you've changed.
You're not any longer.
This is true.
So,
this is true.
You know, get ready to judge smokers, because that's your prerogative as a reformed smoker. Judge away!
holier than thou!
Well, Oscar brought it up that I should pick the brackets. I think Don did that with his kid, right? Or you did it with
I did
Robert.
It with Robert and Julia. And I think maybe Don maybe did it once.
I remember listening to this as a listener, driving a van for WHFS full of gasoline.
It is a tradition.
And t-shirts.
And since Oscar brought it up, I decided to, he tasked me with doing this. And I'll be honest with you, it was a labor of love until about 11 seconds in.
Yeah, that's about when it starts sucking, right?
Now, before we do that, what we're talking about is the NCAA brackets. We are picking the winners with my 4-year-old son, Michael. And I'm going to tell you this. In advance of this, I will use letters and initials like UMC State, NC State, Cal, SO. I don't know these teams. I'm not a basketball aficionado, and I probably should know the college game better. So if I screw up, and there's one bracket where there are two schools, I think, and one of them is Syracuse, and I guess they didn't resolve who was going to be in the dance. I don't know what's going on, but just bear with me. Because the final picks don't involve those two schools.
Okay, and every pick is guaranteed, right?
Every pick is guaranteed, and these are the picks from my son. And my mic technique was crap. There was a bad edit in the middle of this. I am just qualifying this broadcasting before the weekending nitpickers descend on my ass and start criticizing. I will tell you this. I did the best I could. I tried to do it in the studio, and then I took that magical iPhone microphone that Oscar gave me.
Yeah.
That goes right into the phone, and we did it, and Mrs. O'Mara wrote them down, and Michael did the picks, and Michael was kind of distracted. But you will hear me and my son as we present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the 2018 NCAA brackets from the Mike O'Mara Show. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, lay it on us, Rob.
Welcome to the NCAA brackets with Michael William O'Mara. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How you doing? You ready to go?
I'm kind of bored, though.
I know you're kind of bored, but that's because we're doing it on the second try. But you're going to do a great job, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. We're going to do it really fast. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Virginia or UMBC?
Virginia.
Creighton or Kansas State?
Kansas.
Kansas State. Kentucky or Davidson?
Kentucky.
Arizona or Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Got to talk into the microphone.
Buffalo.
Miami of Florida or Loyola Chicago?
Chicago.
Chicago. Tennessee or Wright State?
Wright State.
Nevada or Texas?
Texas.
Cincinnati or Georgia State?
Georgia State.
Xavier or North Carolina Central, Texas Southern?
North Carolina.
Central. I think that's NC Central, Texas Southern. Hi.
Hi.
You had a little cough there? Come on over here. Come here. Okay. Where were we? All right. We were... I lost my place. I got it. We're all set to go. Missouri or Florida State?
Florida State.
Ohio State or South Dakota State? Don't touch the microphone. Ohio State or South Dakota State?
South Dakota State.
Yeah. I love you.
And
I said I love you.
No.
I said I love you.
I love you too, but
thank you.
After something on the microphone.
What?
Have a great day, and don't forget about this ever again.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for that little tip. We appreciate that. Moving right along here, Gonzaga or UNCG?
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Good choice. Houston or San Diego State?
San Diego State.
Michigan or Montana?
Michigan.
Texas A&M or Providence?
Oh.
Get your cough out of there.
What did you say again?
Let's do it again. Where were we? Texas A&M or Providence?
Providence!
North Carolina or Lipscomb?
Lipscomb.
Lipscomb. That is the South and the West. When we return, we will do the East and Midwest. Say, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to set up the second segment, or do we just roll into it?
Oh, yeah, let's set up. You know, let me tell you that with that total taping time, there were 487 edits in there. 487. No, he did okay.
Yeah.
He did okay.
Yeah.
That was
now,
very nice.
I should
nice.
Say, that's the first part, and that's when his interest was at its zenith.
Right.
So now we move on to
I just got a text
side.
From Tony Pony. He says, make sure you tell people it's the Mike O'Mara Show because they might think they're listening to Mike and Mike in the morning.
Are those guys still together?
I think so.
No,
they're
did
not.
They get back together?
No.
Or did they blow up that part?
No.
All right, let's go to the other side of the country, ladies and gentlemen. I like the music, too.
Thank you.
Yes. You're looking live at the O'Mara living room with Mrs. O'Mara furiously writing the picks down, which she has to hand back to me when we go on to the dance. Little Michael, Michael Williams, 4 years old, and we go back to the picks, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, everybody, to the NCAAs. How you doing, Michael?
Good.
How do you feel about your picks?
What picks?
The picks for the NCAAs.
Well, I'm not feeling good about those, but a light bulb crashed on my head once.
Okay, well, from the mouths of a four-year-old. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Time for the East sectional. Villanova-Radford. Who do you like, Villanova or Radford?
Basketball.
Yes. Villanova or Radford?
I would like...
Villanova
or
Radford? We got to get moving.
I would like a magazine. Okay, I'll do it right. I don't know.
Villanova or Radford? Let's get
started. Radford.
Radford.
Way to put his feet to the fire.
Virginia Tech or Alabama?
Alabama.
West Virginia or Murray State?
Murray State.
Wichita State. Come over here. I need you over here. Wichita State or Marshall?
Marshall.
Florida or St. Bonaventure?
Florida.
Good choice. Over here. I need you over here. Please don't run around. Texas Tech or SF Austin?
FF Austin.
That might be San Francisco, but I don't follow the basketball
Stephen F. Austin.
Game. Arkansas or Butler?
I don't know what it is.
That's a funny one.
Butler, Purdue, or CSU Fullerton? That's California State. Or Cal State Fullerton?
California.
Cal State Fullerton, he picks. Kansas or Penn?
Penn.
Where are we here? Seton Hall or NC State?
NC State.
NC State it is. Clemson or New Mexico State?
Mexico State.
Auburn or Charleston?
Charleston.
TCU or Arizona State?
Arizona State.
Michigan State.
Are you seeing the pattern? Or, yeah.
Why does it say Arizona State and Syracuse? I'm not going to worry about that. I guess they have a playoff. But anyway, Michigan State or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Good choice.
Yes.
Rhode Island or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Duke or Iona?
Duke.
Duke it is. There's the first round, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back to winnow it down to the Sweet 16 right after this. Anything you want to say, Michael?
Thanks for letting us know to come back to the Michael
Owens. Okay, we'll be right back.
He certainly doesn't lack in enthusiasm.
No, I like when he yells Duke.
Now listen, so when I'm talking about the nitpickers, okay, I don't know what bracket I printed out.
It doesn't matter, Mike. This could have been from 2017. It's perfect.
Yeah, it'd be 1917.
Yeah. It was Arizona State / Syracuse.
Yeah.
Someone explain to me, is there any basketball fan? O'Brien, do you follow the basketball game?
They had the play-in games. That's all it was.
Right. It's what they call the first four.
Yeah.
So what they have in those situations are either 16 seeds or 11 seeds. With these games, the two teams that you listed off, Arizona State and Syracuse, they have to play against each other to make it into the tournament. It's a weird rule, and I don't understand it, but that's what it is.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So ultimately, it's going to be Arizona State or Syracuse, and that's why they put the two in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to win to get in the dance.
That's right. That dance. I understand that. Well, now we're moving on to the
segment three.
The Fantastic 50. What the hell is it?
Sweet 16.
I think it's the Elite 13.
Sweet 16. Yeah,
well, you know, I was trying this. By this point, Mrs. O'Meara is furiously writing on the and he is continuing to lose interest. Let's continue with our
thank you.
Welcome back to the NCAA picks with Michael William O'Meara.
It's not on.
Yes, it's on.
All right, are you ready to go? Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving into the it's not the Sweet 16. I don't know what it is. We're just going to do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Virginia or Kansas State?
We
can't fool around because time is of the essence, Michael. So you got to pick Virginia or Kansas State.
A light bulb Virginia falls on me.
All right, Virginia. He picked Virginia. Kentucky or... I can't read mommy's writing.
Oh, Kentucky
or Buffalo? Michael, I know you want to tell a story, but we really need to do the picks. Can you do that for Daddy, please? And please don't put the battery in your mouth.
Okay,
thank you. All right, you ready? Here we go. Kentucky or Buffalo? All right, Buffalo. Loyola, Chicago, or Wright State?
Wright State.
Texas or Georgia State?
Georgia State.
NC Central, Texas Southern, or Florida State?
Florida State.
South Dakota State or
Hold
Gonzaga?
Hold on, stop for a second. Can you stop there for a second?
Sandy,
what is the NC Texas? What the F kind of school is that? With 15, is it NC Texas? Well, I don't
North
know what
Central Texas? Let me look.
Is it North Central?
I'll find out for you right now, Mike.
State? I mean, I just that one I wanted to know.
All right.
It was NC State
Texas SOSC 530.
It's NCIS Texas, and it's Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on CBS.
Continue to play.
I'll find it in a second.
All right, no problem.
Should we go back to the tape while we wait?
Sure, go back to the tape while we wait.
Eagle State or Michigan?
Michigan.
Providence or Lipscomb?
Lipscomb.
Moving on to the other side. Here we go. Michael. Oh, he fell off the chair. Hold on. Come here, Michael. Radford or Alabama?
Alabama!
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Murray State or Marshall? Okay, Marshall. That's it. Florida or... Okay. Florida or Stephen P. Austin?
Stephen P. Austin.
Not Florida? You sure?
Florida!
Stephen P. Austin.
I'm sorry.
Stephen F. Austin. Sorry, it wasn't a P, it was an F.
Oh,
ready, Michael?
The only thing I see is that it's different than just Texas, is Texas Southern gets in this first NCAA tournament. Texas Southern.
Oh. All right. I don't know what the hell's going
on. All right. Okay.
Make your
Butler or Cal State Fullerton?
You Butler.
Okay. Penn or NC State?
Penn.
And let's see. Charleston or Arizona State / Syracuse?
Arizona
what?
State.
New Mexico State or Charleston? I skipped one. New Mexico State or Charleston? Michael.
Charleston,
he said. Come over here, please. Arizona State / Syracuse. I don't know why that is that way, but I don't know. Or Bucknell.
Bucknell.
Thank you. You made it easy for me. Oklahoma or Duke?
Duke.
That's the end of the Sweet 16. It's on to the Elite 8. Are you excited?
No.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
I like the off-mic contribution there. Was that Susie Colbert helping out?
Yeah, no, it was the producer. Was my executive producer of the 2018 brackets. Mommy, who was equally exasperated and trying to explain the brackets to her, was fun.
Yeah, and her
She's
penmanship.
Not a big sports fan.
Excellent penmanship.
Oh, wrote the schools very in longhand, and I mean longhand, like into the middle of the page longhand. So that I saw a state where there was an, you know, it was. We can wrap this up. We can do this.
Yeah,
this
is awesome.
Yeah, we have one more segment.
Please, let's plot on through.
All right.
Let's rock and roll. Let's enjoin him.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the NCAA 2018 brackets with Michael William O'Mara. Hi, how are you? Say hi, please. Are you getting bored?
Hi.
Michael, I need you to focus because we're almost at the end here. Do you think you can pull that off?
Hi.
Please take the shark out of your mouth.
Hi.
All right, here we go. We're ready to go. And it's the, where are we now? This is the Elite Eight. Is this the Elite Eight or is this the Sweet 16?
It's Elite Eight.
I'm totally confused right now. The 16? All right, Virginia State.
No, it's the
Buffalo.
Eight.
Dope.
Virginia State.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not Virginia State. It's Virginia or Buffalo?
Virginia.
Virginia it is. Chicago. Wright State. Wright State or Georgia State?
Georgia.
Georgia State. Very good. Georgia Florida State.
You're so mad.
Or Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
He loved Gonzaga.
Michigan or Lipscomb?
Lipscomb.
And now we move over to the other side. Alabama or Marshall?
Marshall.
Stephen P. Austin or Butler?
Butler.
Penn or Charleston?
Charleston.
Bucknell or Duke?
Duke.
Very exciting. And we will wrap this up in 1 second, ladies and gentlemen.
This is when the edit is.
Okay.
We are in the Elite Eight.
I didn't hear an edit.
Okay, let's move on. Marshall Butler.
Butler.
Charleston Duke.
Duke.
Virginia Georgia State.
Virginia.
Gonzaga, Lipscomb. Go with Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Good nice. Choice. I helped you out there a little bit. It's on to the final four. This is so... After a minor edit for a bathroom break, it's on to the final four. Are you ready, Michael?
Yeah.
Virginia or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga!
Butler or Duke?
Ooh,
he's thinking about this one. Butler or Duke?
He took a while with this one.
Boy, he's really giving this some thought. There are drum rolls in the background. What's it going to be, Butler or Duke? We need an answer, Michael. You can whisper it if you want.
Okay.
Go ahead. Into the microphone. Whisper it into the microphone. Butler or Duke?
Butler.
Yeah. Butler. Wow. All right. So do we know who the final two are, Mommy? Did we write that down?
Gonzaga, Butler.
Is it Gonzaga or Butler for the national championship?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Wow. Michael William Woo! O'Mara, thank you very much. I appreciate all the help. Would you like to say thank you to your fans?
Thank you.
Thank you. And our executive producer of the NCAA 2018 Bracket Show is Mrs. Michael William O'Mara's mother. Hi, Carla.
Whatever.
Thank you.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the brackets.
Yes! Great job, Mike.
I hope when you were playing at home, you were able to fill those out and get that done. I'm not sure we're going to do that.
Mike, I've kept track here, and I think he's got a solid bracket.
He does.
Wouldn't that be something amazing?
He really would.
By the way,
his final four is on point.
If he gets the final four, I want press releases going out to national media.
Yes. You got it.
100%.
You know, and then someone will say, "Well, what about this?" But anyway,
that's gambling.
Yeah, exactly. So there it is. That's the only bracket we're going to do on the Mike O'Mara Show. So follow along at home, and I'll save mine, and we'll pay attention to that, and that's fine.
Is it fine?
You know what, Mike?
Yes.
The patience you have. Mm-hmm. And now I know why you are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
The patience you have with your son is so sweet.
It really is.
Well, old age has its advantages. That's the way. Start the show, Rob. We're out of here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I saw an ad for a mattress store a couple months ago. No payments till June. Because they know our idiot brain is going to go, oh, June? Well, that's not really my problem then, is it? Yeah. It'll probably never be June anyway. That's June guy's problem. Same when you're watching TV late at night, right? And you're tired and you're binge watching all your little Netflix shows and you think, I don't know, you're doing it right now. After you're done with me, you're going to go back to your little show, maybe find out who the killer is. What about work tomorrow? You got to get up, go to work. Ah, that's morning guy's problem. I'm night guy. Party rocks on for night guy. Fire up another episode. Crack open another sleeve of Oreos. No rules for night guy. Then the next morning, the alarm goes off. You're trashed. Crumbs in the bed. Why did I do that? I hate you, night guy. Because night guy... Wait, there's more. Because night guy... Night guy always screws morning guy. Nothing morning guy can do. He turns into coffee all day guy. Who's then can't sleep at night guy. Totally trash, doesn't do his work guy, and out of a job guy. Does night guy care? No. He's sleeping on a brand new mattress, courtesy of no payments till June guy.
This is Wade Byer, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide radio show and a podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7. We got a great app. Update yours, get our app, and listen to the show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Amazingly, there's already a touch of springtime in the air. Not if you're in Maine, though. If you're in Maine. But here's the thing about Beachbody On Demand. You can do all these in your home.
Of course.
While there's 3 feet of snow on your porch.
So you better start thinking about the warm weather months ahead. And you know what? It's going to be great.
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 It's your year, and all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, your smart TV, your tablet, your smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. You can even work out in a hotel room if you're traveling. That's the great thing about Beachbody On Demand. They offer workouts ranging from cardio to weight training. They've got it all, over 600 different workouts that you can sort by your favorite trainer or workout tribe. They've even got yoga. They've got Insanity, 21-Day Fix, all the great ones. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help, and your annual subscription is cheaper than a gym membership. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 30-30-30.
30-30-30.
That's full access to this entire platform, free, all the workouts, nutrition information, all of it, no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 30-30-30.
30-30-30.
We thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. Yes, it was, I started the project very, very excited.
Papa.
And by the time we were done, the entire family was exasperated.
What was the total time investment? Because we had out of it about, I would say, roughly 11 minutes a take.
Of gold.
Solid gold.
Gold.
All right, so how about 11 minutes of take?
Roughly, yeah.
It was 16 hours.
Wow.
16 hours of recording.
You sent it to me, you know, sometimes you can even feel tone in a text.
Oh, yeah.
When someone texts, it was all lowercase letters from Mike. He said, sent the tapes, don't know about the quality.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure.
And they sounded great. You have to admit, they sounded great.
And you're doing it outside of the studio, so that's even harder.
Let me show
harder.
You what I use. This is the little thing that he gave me, and this has been sitting around. I haven't used this a lot.
It's a great little device.
I haven't been on the road, but this is the little microphone.
Caught your producer on that mic.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
You even caught your producer on that mic.
Yeah, it had a great capture of producer.
Whatever. This is so new. It's got stuff in plastic. Oh, look, there's the little thing that goes.
Oh,
what is that?
I probably could have played
this. That's a lavalier.
I did it all with wireless and fun and technology.
Magic.
Oscar, but I so totally remembered doing it. It's frustrating. Frustrating.
This is a product that has really held up. I've used this.
Birthday gift, yes.
On a K. I can be on the road. You say there's a commercial to cover.
The Hulk did not break that.
No.
I saved this. This one with all the incarnations of this studio, this tiny little microphone that goes right into my fern. Right into my fern.
Telefern.
I saved it. I saved
Mike
it.
Arms, very, not very. So much.
Plug it into your telefern.
Couple of people mentioned online yesterday that I did not, that I might have promoted it, that I was going to review it, but I did not do my review of The Shape of Water.
Right.
Mike, I watched it in earnest.
Oh, good. So you watched it too.
I'm in as well.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So here
what about
it is.
You, Rob?
What? No. Last night I watched Columbo.
You've had a week.
No, I did not watch Columbo. Actually, I watched This Is Us last night.
All right, your New Year's resolution should be digest current content.
All right, well, I did watch This Is Us.
You're not off the hook with this anymore. You're part of this trifecta. You have to see first-run films, and it's a
motion pictures? All right.
Yeah, you have to go see, instead of this retro world you live in.
This Is Us is not retro.
I saw Shape of Water from my home.
On demand.
So you can do it from your home.
And like I said,
you know? But what did you think of it?
He wants to pivot.
He wants to pivot.
Pivot!
America wants to know.
When's the last time you saw a first-run motion picture?
The last Star War I saw.
Star War.
All right. That's good enough for me.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's decent.
Did you see Get Out?
I saw Get Out on HBO, on home box office.
Black Panther.
Did not see Black Panther, no.
When's the last time you got a current pay-per-view, like right after it was made available?
Oh, I don't do pay-per-views. That's for suckers.
You do an entertainment show.
I know.
You have to watch when you can watch.
All right. You should watch this stuff.
All right,
you know, it's the Academy Award winner, and you might like it.
Really? Did you like it?
Here's the I don't want to cop out. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't understand.
That means I watch
it. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
It.
You know, I said that to Carrie last night in that voice, and she looked at me like I'm just an idiot. She said, what are you doing?
Right. If you want to know our new line, our new slug line for March, I don't understand is the Gene Hackman way of saying I don't understand when Nathan Lane exposes himself
reveals
as a drag
himself,
queen.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
One of the best
Gene Hackman. It's one of the best I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Would you say The Birdcage is funnier now than when it was released? I somehow think it is.
I think
it's like Napoleon Dynamite.
The segments of The Birdcage make me laugh out loud. Yes. I truly enjoy that. All right. You know, when you look at it, it's kind of like a screwball slapstick comedy. When
yeah.
You really
oh,
think
it is.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just funny. So here it is. The Shape of Water, I probably have to go back and watch it again. Because On first view, I'm not sure whether I like it. And let me tell you why I'm not sure whether I like it. And Oscar, I don't know if you can relate to this or not. I thought that the fish was hack.
I just
couldn't get by.
The outfit?
I thought I was looking at something that you could have put that fish in 1920 as a monster.
Every time I've seen it, it looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon, which is a 1950s film. And it's like they should have come further than that.
It was interesting. It is certainly different.
Yeah.
It was certainly different. But it didn't make me feel all warm. It was so dark. It just was. I don't know. There it is again. What a horrible movie review this is. Oscar, I didn't know what to make of it. I don't know.
I think what hurt your review was the hype that came with the film. The film
Probably.
As
Academy Award is hype. Yes. I'd say, you know.
The film as a standalone, if you just saw the film
without knowing anything about it
and you're looking at for art and drama, and if you know more about the director Guillermo del Toro, that he does not use CGI for the most part at all, that everything is, these are all suits or men in suits or
he could have used a little CGI when he accepted the Oscar.
Is that a fat joke?
It is.
But it is. This is all. It's a lost art form of really makeup and animatronics,
old school storytelling,
filmmaking, right? And even with his monster movies, he does this. He does as much actual building as possible.
Right.
And
a lot of sound work.
And
a lot of sound work, where he creates unique sound. The sound was phenomenal.
It's a hard, frankly, in my eyes, it seems like a harder way to make a film.
Right.
But it gives you a different texture to your eye when you're watching.
It also forces you to make different decisions.
You're getting really into the detail of the filmmaking, and that's fascinating.
I'm lucky.
I didn't bring that. I'm like, I don't know if I like it. Oscar's like going, this is the way he makes a film.
Well,
Oscar's a better movie reviewer.
I'm not. I'm lucky enough to have had enough people in my life that are so passionate about this to share this with me.
Right.
To actually have this viewpoint. So going into this movie, I'm looking for those things.
It's not drab, is it?
No. It was either BDK, and also Chad has a great eye for a great movie, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, very good.
But over the years, Guillermo del Toro has made some fantastic films.
By the way, that's Chad Dukes.
Keeping
track of it.
We would talk about the way he would make his films. So I'm going to this movie with this context.
Sure.
Now, my wife does not have this context. She was actually shocked that I picked to watch this movie. As soon as I saw that you saw it, I said, well, Mike saw it. I better watch it, right? I didn't say, well, Mike saw, I don't care, like Rob did. And I said, well,
you felt good,
and
didn't
then
it?
Carrie,
that was
and
fun,
then Carrie
wasn't it?
Pats him on the shoulder and goes, way to go. I hate him too.
Right. Oh, wow, and, both of you? It's nice. It feels good, doesn't it?
I just felt like dipping in.
That's great.
Like Carrie did write me a very, very nice note.
She always does.
Did she really?
She's illiterate.
She works at a school.
You know what? I would like to see The Shape of Water for the fantasy aspect of a mute woman. That's my favorite part.
It's funny you say that.
Hit the alarm for yourself.
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
Because without revealing too much, there is a protagonist in the movie that has a kink for women that don't talk. It's really, there's
antagonist.
Three layers. Antagonist, I'm sorry.
Right.
That really
want that would be the villain.
Yeah.
Would that be the villain?
The protagonist is the lead. And
by the way, the villain who's played by the guy that was in, oh God.
6 Feet Under, right?
6 Feet Under.
He's on the HBO program again.
Michael Shannon.
Phenomenal.
Oh, not in 6 Feet Under then. Okay.
Right.
Michael Shannon is the perfect antagonist. The perfect
villain.
Yes,
is that his brother?
Shape of Water, Date the Fish.
Why is this guy staying in the tank?
I don't know. I am a professional antagonist. All right, so Michael Shannon said, so Oscar, you're giving all the detail. What did you think of the movie?
If you have that context going into the movie, it is a fantastic movie. I would give it at least 4 stars. It's slow moving, though.
Four
out of five.
Okay.
It is slow moving and...
Slow moving like our Skype today.
But it is slow moving.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You're synced up. You are synced up.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, now you are too.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So
now you are. You're back.
So I think we're on the same page.
It propagated.
Where I agree with you. I think that the creature could have been a little more dynamic, but it's because we're spoiled by all the CGI.
You're absolutely right. I'm spoiled by it, and I didn't know he did it that way.
As soon as you take the CGI away, you're like, I can't believe this guy made the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Then you almost take away the fact that it does look like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Right.
And it is set in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So you let's put that. All right. Let me just give it to you. And this is something I don't do this very often because I'm someone who believes in smarter people than I and believes in thinking and believes in valuing education and intelligence and intellect. As dumb as our show is. Our show may be dumb, but it's, and this is the best statement I think I've ever made about my show. Our show may be dumb, but it's not anti-intellectual.
No, it's not.
I value brilliance. I value people that are smarter than me. I'm just not. So I know this sounds a little anti-intellectual, but I have to say, on with all your expert analysis of this movie, too much thinking.
Really?
Too much
they overdid
thinking
it?
Going into a movie. I don't need to think that much. But isn't it nice to say they did all those wonderful things? I will say this. The movie held my interest.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
It was interesting. I thought that the overall
it's a love story.
Of the overall tone of the love story, there was not enough love in the love story.
Yes.
Hate seemed to be all throughout, and I didn't like the hate. Yes, Rob Spears.
What if you take the movie, as I have read, as an allegory, not for love, but acceptance of those who are different? Then they can be emphasizing the hate to make the point stronger. So
I think that's perfect. That's fine. But once again, you're asking the audience to do too much. There's too much. You're asking the audience to be a film critic and a film analyst. And listen, I urge everybody to see this movie because it's not a disaster. It's not like a movie where I'm going to
the
say
piano.
No business winning the piano. I didn't mind the piano.
You didn't mind it? I was confused.
I didn't care for
by the penis.
Oscar seems to be. What was the one last year that won? It was about the African American man that was Moonlight.
Moonlight Mile.
I thought Moonlight was way too depressing. It was just. There was nothing redeeming about Moonlight.
I love looking back and seeing all the best pictures from the last 90 years, and many of them suck. They're not good movies.
Well, there weren't a lot of choices this year in the nominees, in my opinion. Shape of Water, you got a formula. Here it is. I'm not steering you in one direction there, but I am telling you it's worth a look.
It's an original for me, at least.
It's an original film,
yes.
And you have to formulate your own opinion on it. And decide what you want to do.
And this week it should be a rental by Friday, I imagine.
On iTunes, and I got it cheaper than on DirecTV.
Yeah.
So I did it that
you
way.
Get it for five, still, 6 bucks.
It was, get it for five. I wouldn't pay what Oscar paid for it.
But, no.
It was okay. And Michael Shannon was fantastic. The young lady who played the mute maid.
The mute
at
button.
She was at the mute button. That's... Why do I think that's somehow politically incorrect? The lady who played
Turn
the mute
the volume down.
And the fish. the fish didn't do it for me.
You know what I hope?
It wasn't hot.
I do the sounds from the movie.
Oh, okay. Kill the music.
No, hold on. Go ahead.
I had, as you're watching the film, you're trying to,
right?
to actually digest what's going on, right? I was hoping.
Am I getting it, Oscar?
Yes, that is perfect. That's perfect pitch. I was hoping that the actor that played the
fish?
Creature,
yeah,
was like an A-list actor, and we wouldn't get that revealed till years later.
Like the opening's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Jeff Bridges.
She endears himself to the creature by bringing him food,
And now we'll have a regular clip from.
Oh, okay. Let's good.
Play a clip from The Shape of Water.
Okay. Right? Here we go.
Have another egg, please.
Okay. Thank you. There it is. There it is. Low rent. Take a break.
You're so low rent.
I know. I am low rent. I am low rent. That's all I remember. Yeah. Man, if you like a good hard-boiled egg, this movie's for you. We will take a break and lots more to discuss, including my sore ass, when we come back
egg
on
movie.
The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This Friday, the Mike O'Mara Show is one for the takers. That's right. If you are one of the blood-sucking ticks that don't subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, this Friday for one day only, it's your chance to enjoy bonus show fun for nothing with our preview. On Friday, March 16th, the TMOS Bonus Show is 100% absolutely free for everybody. Friday, even those of you who have done nothing to support our bonus show whatsoever will get a rare chance to sample the goods with our freewheeling, avant-garde, and loose-lipped fun. So get ready, slackers. This Friday, the TMOS bonus show will be free for all of you. So take advantage, because isn't that what you do best anyway? The TMOS bonus show. Freeview preview. Our studio being down for maintenance on Friday is your golden opportunity. Don't blow it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Quip. Here's a fact. Good oral health impacts your overall health. So, why aren't you brushing your teeth properly? I ask you that. Why?
Why?
Listen to me. Why?
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 I'm sorry, I always have to do the Nancy Kerrigan one. Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip. That is the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim space-age design. Half the cost of bulkier brushes. It's sleek. It's elegant. It's so well-designed. It makes brushing your teeth a pleasure. I love my Quip.
Love it.
Quip is backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. So go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before. And we thank you, Quip.
Used it this morning. Your mouth feels so clean afterwards, and it times That's it right. and everything. It's great. It's the best.
I have mine on my mirror where it has a beautiful case that, right by there. The way, it looks like it's brand new, and I've had it for months. It is beautiful. Are there any plans with any of you boys whatsoever for St. Patty's Day this weekend?
Doing absolutely. Anything fun? It is our turn to host Supper Club.
Ooh.
So the Feuerbachs and the Chubbucks and the Talamies will be at Casa Spiewak, and I will be cooking two corned beefs and all the fixings. So we will do a perfect St. Patrick's Day dinner.
Hello, Mrs. Chubbuck. Would you like some more corned beef?
You are so focused on her.
Oh, Mrs. Chubbuck, here is corned beef for you. Oh, Mrs. Chubbuck, you like to see how I boil my carrots and potatoes? Yeah, right over here. Look at my apron. I like my apron here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Chubbuck. I didn't mean that.
That's her problem when she looks under the apron.
I know.
Can I offer my corned beef tip to everybody?
Yes.
Now, do you make it from scratch?
We get the corners. I'll do two corners of the ones. You're going to get the flat or the corner. I like the corner. And
what's the corner?
There's two shapes of corned beefs that you usually see when you buy them
now,
at the store.
You are an aficionado when you know that detail.
And you can sometimes get like a corned eye of the round, which is a larger, leaner
more
piece.
More tender?
Yeah, well, it's not as tender, but it's leaner. I don't like it as much because you don't get it doesn't fall apart like a fattier cut.
Yeah, you can't cook lean meats too long or they get chewy.
Right, exactly.
I love this. This is so knowledgeable. I like this. This is really educational.
So we will double crock pot, but here's the secret is after your corned beef is done, finish
what
it.
What do you mean you will double crock pot?
Because I'm cooking two of them. I have to use two crock pots to do it.
Finish them more than enough. Exactly what you said is what it means.
Yes.
You finish it if you can, and I think it'll be warm enough to be able to do this on Saturday night. Finish the fatty side on the grill. It's a great way to render the fat out real fast, and you don't get that chewy top on it, and it makes it a little crispier. You can also do it under a broiler, but don't always just take it out of the crock pot.
And come to your house. How do you rate your corned beef and cabbage?
A 10. It's one of the best meals I make. Just water and the just spice water. Packet. Yeah, and we'll probably hit. There's a local brewery I like.
I don't want to sound like we've worked together for a long time, but I would just die for you to make that sometime.
That sounds
if you're ever down next time here, you're in
sounds
town.
Like a lot of work.
I'm not coming to your house. I'm not coming to Lee's. But if you come to Florida, like for like a a break or something, and we do the shows.
He
down
won't
here,
golf with
and
you.
No, I think. Well, I'll tell you what. I can cook it while you're golfing.
By the way, I would love. Imagine a fantasy world where the show has a surplus,
unlimited budget,
right?
A surplus where the budget was there.
Where you could
for
have a
you
chef
guys
who's a friend
to come down with. Like the, by the way, the Colburns are coming in.
The
this
Colburns,
weekend,
so
your friends,
Colburns are coming.
Yeah, we're gonna take them to Mia tonight. We're taking them to Mia.
Oh, and Iguana Mia.
I'm gonna have 15 margaritas. Anyway, so the thing is, we
and a corned beef burrito.
If the show ever had the surplus to bring everybody down to stay at a hotel and we did the shows from here, and then that's when I would love and by the way, if we ever do that, it would be like maybe March of next year if we could ever do that, and we do like a week of shows down here.
I'd love
and
to do it.
It would just, you guys could be, you know, get
cooking,
the Florida world down
and
here.
Working. You could be golfing.
Stop it. It's Florida, for God's sake. You can go to the beach.
Is the studio wired yet, Oscar?
Yes. I'll be back in 18.
We're wiring the studio.
Rent
how
one of your bicycles. Go.
Can we come with you?
Excuse me, morons. Don't you think people vacation down here? Hey. Okay.
Come on. The cabbage will actually be, it's a lot of people boil their cabbage.
When do you put the cabbage? So you cook the meat, you finish it on the grill. When do you put the taters? And the,
well, the mashed potatoes, I that's a third crock pot. I mash the potatoes and I put them in the crock pot so they stay warm.
Oh, you mash them? They're not boiled potatoes?
No, I like mashed potatoes.
How big is your oven?
I have two ovens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
And he has none.
Two ovens?
Yeah, it's it's a stacked thing.
All right. Wow. Hold on. Just take. We have to take a break.
Yeah,
We're running super late. When we come back, I want to finish this. This is really, my mouth is watering right now. Matter of fact, you're motivating me. I might, you know what I might do? I might prevail upon you on, hey, walk me through this. And I'm going to,
it couldn't be any easier. It couldn't be any easier.
Of course, it's Oldville down here because all the corned beef's probably gone already, right?
They bought ours in February.
Right? Haven't the blue haired f***s already probably picked all that stuff up? I'm sorry. I apologize for the edit, Pony. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Hello, ladies. This is Andrea.
There he is.
I'm the newest TMOS intern and the only intern with, how you say, international appeal. I'm from Italy, but now I'm in America, and I'm also in your heart. You can hear me every week on the Mike O'Mara Show. And then you're home by special appointment. So, ciao, belle.
Nobody popped in and got it as quick as he did.
It's true.
That's awesome. I love that intern. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy. I will tell you, Rob Spiewak, he lets us know when the new Blue Apron codes are ready.
Yes.
And I am so excited about that. It's fun. It's easy for her. It's yummy for me. And it's the most amazing variety. I had it yesterday for lunch, and I had it for dinner as well.
I remember you had a pasta
dish with kale that was just amazing. It's the better way to cook. And we're all in. We love Blue Apron. You're going to love it, too. They even have vegetarian options. That's what we're enjoying right now. I love my Blue Apron. It delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season, and it's designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. How would you like some pan-fried chicken breast with sweet and tangy zucchini? Or Parmesan crusted steaks with mashed potatoes and broccoli. Yum, yum, yum. You know you want it. Best food in town.
Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and we thank you. All right, so back to it. And
yeah.
I this is for my own personal thing. Right. So you cook the corned beef in the crock pot
usually
for
like
how long?
8 or 9 hours on low. Or you can do it four hours on high, but I like to cook it on low. And the thing is, if you do it on low, 8 hours, 10 hours, it really doesn't matter. You just cook it. As long as it's done, it's just going to stay warm in there. And then you finish it under a broiler.
You take the meat without any of the corning or any of that. Right?
Well, you'd open the package and it's going to have some juice with it, you know, because it's just packaged.
But my question is, do you just take a piece of meat and put all the spices and
seasonings, or do you buy a packet?
Oh, it comes with a packet of
the
stuff.
Here's your tip is even with the blue hairs, Costco will not let you down. Costco will have corned beef through the month, so you can get it
really
there, and they've got a good one.
So it comes with all the stuff you need to put in the crock pot?
But I will also quarter an onion and put it under it because it gives it a little more, you know, jazz to the juice. And so the onion will cook down. You won't actually eat the onion, but it'll help with the
Oscar,
cooking process.
Don't just look at it. Are you hanging there?
Eat it.
I should say this for Oscar, since we're doing this for Supper Club, invariably one of or two of the kids will come along. We make chicken fingers for them.
Yes.
And so what you do for those is you put them in the microwave, Oscar. Mm,
there it is.
And that's and ketchup.
Yeah. So lots of ketchup. You have a package. You do the Costco thing.
Absolutely. I think
that's the one you get.
And also I put in probably, you know, 3 or 4 cups of water and then about a cup of vinegar.
Okay, three. All right, you're going to have to, you just text me.
Why the vinegar?
Little detail.
The water.
Well, it adds a good flavor to it, and also the acid helps break down the meat fibers, keeps it tender.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
like
you
a marinade.
So 8 hours, your meat is perfect.
It's done. Right.
And then you finish it on, you take it out, there's a fatty side.
There's a fatty side, lay it right on a hot grill.
You just put that on the grill. How long do you put it on? Is it on high?
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's only for a couple minutes because it's going to flame up because it's all fat.
When you cut the fat.
What do you mean?
Like, don't you have to take the fat off before you serve it?
No, you serve it with the fat, actually, and it's a responsibility of the diner to remove the fat.
He asks a question. He just doesn't care, but he's just trying to...
And then he's bouncing around like he's Fonzie. He's so cool.
He's cracking
It's
just, I am not kidding. I'm a fat guy, folks. I admit it. Right now, I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but I just have to say that right now I am experiencing a craving.
Euphoria.
Like I wish it was in. Well, first of all, I owned an Irish pub, a failed Irish pub.
I'm not going to play it, Mike. Thank you.
But we served that stuff up, and I'm kind of a connoisseur of it now.
You opened on St. Patrick's Day, didn't you?
I opened on the official grand opening was on St. Patrick's Day, but I really love this stuff. And the way you're doing it, so you take that, you make mashed potatoes with it.
The mashed potatoes you can make well in advance, and if you
they're done. Anybody, make them the way you want to make
exactly,
them. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Then you put what do you do with the cabbage?
Cabbage, I cut very thin, almost into strings, and then I cook it in bacon grease, but if you're a little more healthy oriented.
Do you pan fry it?
Yeah, I do. On a pretty hot pan.
Mrs. Chubbuck, Mr. Chubbuck, this is an art. You're having a meal. This is fantastic. This has got to be one of the highlights of Supper Club.
Well, we usually the Chubbucks usually get December Supper Club because they like to do a Christmas dinner, and we usually get March because we like to do the St. Patrick's thing. And then we'll also carrots.
This is a big deal.
Carrots are good separate. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with how do you cook the carrots?
You just boil them and serve them with a little butter and dill.
You don't cook them with the meat?
No. You don't need to.
Oh.
Mm.
What? I cook it with the meat. I cook everything with the meat.
Do you make it too, Pony?
Oh, yeah,
it is a good one-pot dinner, but also if you keep it separate, you can control it a little more.
That's true.
And so
true.
I don't.
Conceivably, though, can't you throw the corned beef in the crock pot and then late in the game put your carrots and your potatoes
in there? If you cook on low, you can put them in at the same time, almost.
You can put them in at the same time?
Mm-hmm. So you do it in reverse?
No, I start with the meat.
He's reverse Irish.
I get some 69. Fosters.
Can you put the cabbage in there, too? Can you put the cabbage, the corned beef, and the potatoes and carrots?
Cabbage,
Do the cabbage at the end, and I would do it. I would quarter
it. Take the kid out first.
Yeah, exactly.
Quarter it and take the core out of it.
Mm-hmm. Take the what?
The cabbage patch kid.
The cabbage patch
kid. Make sure it's signed by Xavier Roberts and just throw it in there.
Help!
Wow.
Help!
And Oscar, we haven't even talked about you. So do you have any big plans for the holiday?
So my wife is much younger than I am. 9 years, right?
My wife is much older than me. How is your wife as opposed to your age?
Bob, we are the same age.
Well done. She's in her, she's 30, 31, I'm not sure.
Sure.
And
she just had a birthday, go 31.
Yeah, 31. Mm-hmm. And she wants to go to something that I was a part of as a in my 20s because I had to work them.
Hate group?
I used to always come back from vacation to D.C. right around St. Patrick's
Day. The St. Patrick's Day pub crawls that they would have in D.C.?
Sure.
Rally. It was the Rally in the Alley.
Okay, well, this was called the...
No, that was later. That was around Memorial Day, wasn't it?
That was it had to be in March. I'm not sure.
Because it wasn't cold at the Rally in the Alley.
Okay, well,
this is the Irish Stroll bar crawl is what it is, right? Irish Stroll bar crawl. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not
what
on
time
meds.
Does it start?
It starts at 1 p.m., but I know that I have to be here for the Tony Perkins show to clear the air around that time.
I forgot Oscar's doing an appearance on the Perkins show.
Are you going to guest host on the Perkins show?
Well, apparently there's some beef going on.
It ain't corned beef.
Well, enlighten us. We don't have much time, but enlighten us. What's the controversy?
There are two schools of thought.
Did I play a role in this?
No, you didn't. This is all me.
Yeah.
This is all me.
Glad I'm off
right?
the hook.
You're off the hook.
Yeah.
All the kids say
From what I understand is that Tony understands that we generated some heat for the show.
And we were joking around.
It may or may not be canceling, right? That's what my thought is.
Right.
And then Stein Time from Gary Stein. Does not really appreciate or understand our shtick at times. So
he does not like the discussion. So I am involved in this a little bit.
No, you're not.
I did this with Ford a little bit.
No, I egged on
and
Ford.
And he's a pain in the
ass. I egged on Ford. That was me.
Really?
Yeah, because I was here on that Friday when they canceled the recording.
Right.
And I liked, because I'm a friend, but I'm also a part of this team. And what we do when we see weakness, we pounce. That's what we do, right?
That's how we strengthen the team,
ostensibly.
By the way, we're going to generate some heat for this show. When is this show going to be uploaded?
It'll be recorded on Saturday. It'll be dropped on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes.
On next Tuesday. We'll promote it again. But it's funny. Maybe we'll get Stein to call in to promote it. Tell him I'm offering him on Monday's show an opportunity to call in and promote the Tony Perkins show with GS.
Yes, Gary Stein. Yeah, absolutely.
I will call him, but he's very shy.
So what time are you recording that?
They record at noon, if I'm not mistaken, right?
All right, so you'll be out in time.
To the pub crawl, but she is going in earnest with her friends that are you know, fun and young and want to drink heavily all day.
Yeah, but that's fun for you to be around.
Their names are actually fun and young.
It's amazing.
One of them is Asian.
Are you going,
Shannon Katie, she's Irish, right? So
But on St. Patrick's Day, everyone's Irish.
Is Todd Corey Lewandowski Moore coming with you? Is he going to be joining?
I don't know if Todd's in town, and I just got this invite yesterday, so I don't know how this is all working out.
Send a text to tech support. See if he's awake.
Yeah. Hey, did you finish that rebuild?
Yeah. You want to get his attention, just write no collusion. That'll be interesting.
No collusion corned beef.
Pony boy, with your new smoke-free world, will you be doing anything special for St. Patty's Day?
I'm just going to make corned beef and cabbage and visit with my neighbors and have a good time.
Dust off your dolls.
Dust them off.
That's very, very sophisticated. And
clean them
off. By the way, if you're in Washington, D.C., if you're in Savannah, Georgia, if you're in New York City, if you're in Boston, I mean, not too shabby to have this holiday falling on a Saturday.
Pretty dang cool.
Do you think the bar owners like that?
Hey, the only problem is Colburn's are rolling.
The Colburn's are rolling.
They're not going to be here for St. Patty's Day. We got them Thursday evening and Friday evening, but they got to roll out of town. So what did you say about the Colburn's?
Every time I hear the name the Colburn's, I feel like someone should be yelling, "The Colburn's are coming! The Colburn's are coming!"
They're doing their Florida tour. They're with their friends up in Tampa, and they're going to join us tonight.
We're gonna
kind of hurt them for St. Patty's Day.
There is one sad thing about you not being in D.C. for the holiday is that they have chosen the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Washington, D.C., and it's NBC4's Pat Collins.
Oh, no, really?
He's bringing his snow stick.
Oh, isn't that exciting? Okay, on that note.
Maybe it's a snow shillelagh.
Yeah, a snow stick. Very exciting. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Like that, the more you spread the word, the more we grow. I like
the more you know, the more we grow.
The more you know, the more we grow. That's awesome. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We've been telling you how great the guys are at Cornerstone. This is a wonderful program we're very excited about. Cornerstone First Financial offering the Hometown Heroes Program. This is for police, firefighters, teachers, veterans looking to purchase or refinance a home. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So, if you are a firefighter, if you're a police officer, a teacher, or a veteran buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com and they'll connect you with a real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Again, at closing, 20% of the commission goes to the hero. Plus, they're still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is a huge savings for you. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before they go up further. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial.
News.
Okay, this is really for our listening audience, and
yes,
a big chunk of them. How long do you go without checking your phone or your computer?
Oh, boy.
And is your answer, wait, some people take breaks from that. According to a new study by the Pew Research Center.
Pew!
26% of Americans say they are online, quote, almost constantly. And I know there are people in our audience that are online all day, every day, until the only time they will not be connected is when they are sleeping. And if they get a notification, they're up anyway. It's amazing.
You know what wakes me is because it's on the nightstand.
That sounds like my 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're recording something with your kids. I get those alerts from CBS News and I it's terrible, especially when it's something that was reported, you know, 6 hours ago.
They're so late.
Like 6 o'clock, it's like Stephen Hawking passed away. Shut up.
We won the war.
43% check the internet several times a day. Believe it or not, one out of nine people still don't use the internet at all. And I bet they might be a little happier. I think sometimes
probably
makes you crazy about that. But I'm not a full-time checker, but I, you know, multiple times during the day. Almost every day, probably every day of my life, I check it at least once or twice.
Well, the days of calling a colleague and letting him know and broadcasting what just happened are over.
Yeah, it's
because you expect that they've seen it.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. Okay, here's an interesting story, and this is just much ado about nothing, but I had to put it in here because it's making a lot of entertainment news. Katy Perry kissed a boy on American Idol earlier this week, and he didn't like it.
Sure he didn't. Look at her.
His name is Benjamin Glaze. right there. Hi, Benjamin.
Does he own a donut place?
He was the 19-year-old guy who said that he'd never been kissed.
Yeah.
I just smell a rat. Katie had him come over to the judges' table where she asked him to kiss her on the cheek. But as he went in, she turned her head and kissed him on the lips. And he literally fell backward in shock. You might think that Benjamin considers himself lucky because his first kiss was with Katy Perry. But that's not the case. In an interview with the New York Times, he said, I was a tad bit uncomfortable. I wanted to save it for my first relationship.
Oh,
I wanted it to be special.
Gracious.
If she said, would you kiss me? I would have said no. Okay, Benjamin. Bite it,
yeah.
Benjamin.
You can watch American Idol muted if Katy Perry's on.
He didn't make it, by the way. He didn't go through. He didn't.
Well, he
through.
Made it, but he didn't go to Hollywood. Yeah,
imagine if we got that opportunity with Katy Perry at 19.
Man.
Oh, God.
I would have gone in like a St. Bernard. Anyway, Sandra Bullock.
Can see Seacrest running in to pull you off of her. Hey!
Stop it!
Don't turn her around.
Stop it now.
At the very least, face her.
Sandra Bullock. Okay, here is a warning. I rarely do this on news you may not need, but you gotta, if you got little ones or you've got anybody sensitive to the adult content, beware of this. There's some heavy stuff in here, but it's I had to share it.
Okay.
I could not do my job if I wasn't sharing this. Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett have a beauty secret you might want to try or not, and they call it, hear me out here.
Okay.
It's called penis facials, but it's not what you think, okay? Listen. Kate says she and Sandra call it the penis facial because it has a bouquet.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Hear me out. I got to give you full disclosure.
It's olfactory.
It's not made with anything like that. However, it does contain cells taken from, quote, this is a quote, the freshly removed foreskin of newborn babies in Korea.
Oh.
So I guess when they have that procedure done, they don't just throw things away. They make stem cells. Cells? I don't know if it's stem cells. The woman who gives this treatment says it's catching on, quote, I have text threads which would blow your mind from celebs asking for the penis treatment all the time now, and it will only set you back $650. So
that's it?
If you're somebody that is really obsessed with the quality of your skin, that's it.
Just get Botox.
Tony, that was gross.
That really was. I don't want to play this game anymore.
Okay, very good. Let's move on, shall we? I can't tell you what you're going to say on your deathbed, but this is probably going to come up. According to a new survey, 39% of parents, 39% say they spend less than a half an hour of quality time with their kids in a week. And one in three parents say their kid has noticed and complained about it. The survey also found the things people like doing with their kids the most are going to a park, going out to dinner, and taking family vacations. So that's kind of stunning to me. If that, you're living now, if you're divorced like I was, you know, I wasn't there for my
barely
kids
saw your daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put those words in my mouth.
There's no truth to the rumor that when they were dropped off, they wore name tags. That's not true.
No. That's so cruel. You're so cruel.
Hello, Daddy. My name is Catherine.
Right. Drop me in any mailbox.
I got to check in with them this weekend to find out.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to hook Catherine up with the Moody's daughter, Rowan, up in New York.
Nice.
So, oh, good. You dated her. Good luck with that.
She did. Oh, stop that. She didn't get back to my text. I want to make sure she got it. She did. Let's move on, shall we? All right, here's the deal. This is cool. This is cool for us. A man named Paris Themen was on Jeopardy on Tuesday, and get this, he's a former child star. Do you know what child star he is?
I actually recognized him when I saw him on Jeopardy because I knew the name.
Paris Themen is Mike TV from the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, wow.
Can I play a brief clip? Because people will recognize him. They'll recognize him when they hear him in this clip from Wonka.
Now, I suppose you all know how ordinary television works. You photograph something.
Sure, I do. You photograph something, then the photograph is split up into millions of tiny pieces, and they go whizzing through the air down to your TV set where they're all put together again in the right order.
You should open your mouth a little wider when you speak.
During the part of the show when Alex talks to each of the contestants, Paris said he's an entrepreneur and backpacker who has traveled to 61 countries, but he did not mention being in Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. Naturally, the internet figured it out. Paris came in second place with $6,800. He's bald, but he looks like the kid.
Charlie, the guy who played Charlie, his name escapes me right now, is a veterinarian now and just lives a normal life. Yeah.
Yep. Very. Charlie was, and not a bad looking older guy,
right.
But Paris, maybe not so much. And now a little something. A manager at Southern Power Grid in Guangzhou, China, had a video conference call last week. And afterwards, I hope I pronounced that Chinese city all right.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he forgot to turn off his video feed. So all of his employees watched as a female coworker came into the conference room,
and they started having sex on the table.
Oh no.
Now, the footage was posted on social media this weekend, but Chinese censors quickly pulled it down, and the two employees who posted it could be facing defamation charges.
Ooh.
Their boss is claiming that the footage was doctored, but employees the Southern Power Grid claim that the electricity was definitely turned on that day. Am I right, ladies?
Sparks flew.
I did not see that coming.
That's my jive, man.
I will take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Speedwagon.
Hi there, it's me,
Jim Amato.
Growing old, finding the right companion, and marry and kill. Some of the in-depth topics that Dirk Vastrick and I discuss on this week's AmeriCast. If you'd like to take part in the fun, send us a message through the AmeriCast fan page on Facebook or tweet us. The Twitter handle is at AmeriCast. Download and listen on the new PlayaPod app or the TMOS app or at MikeOmeraShow.com. Now back to more TMOS fun. Here's Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, there are so many options for home security, so many cameras, but right. I will go by and I stand by the Arlo Pro 2 by Netgear home security camera systems. You get a two-pack. It essentially gives you your front and back door covered by this Arlo Pro security system, and you can get it for a deal right now on Amazon. The link is on our website.
Cool.
Can't wait to check that out. Amazon really does have everything you can find. I need that, actually. I might check it out. Find that security camera system and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com and get clicking. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, March 15, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
This first element I play has a bit of a backstory, so pay attention just for a moment. First thing you need to know is that I want to remind everyone that tomorrow, the bonus show is a free view preview.
Preview.
And if you have never checked out a bonus show, all you got to do is go to our website, click it. You can see what you've been missing. We recorded it yesterday. It's a great show.
Preview.
That said, we also recently changed the way we record the show in studio. We're multi-track recording now.
Yes.
And there was an element that we spotlighted on the bonus show that Pony was able to isolate because we multi-track. Here's a new sound that Mike will have in his soundboard on our next show. It's Oscar.
That is a preview.
Now, I'm not going to say why we play it or what it proves or disproves, but know that you're going to hear this.
Hear it again.
A lot on the preview preview.
I can't
there you
wait.
Go. You'll enjoy it. I'm
think
sure.
you will. I really do. So if you like the Mike O'Mara Show, say
yes.
All right. Are you familiar, Mike, with something called a family cloth?
No. Oh, it sounds now.
It is. But it's no worse than
a
anything.
Family cloth.
Mike, it's no worse than anything you talked about in the news.
Okay. All right. Oh, this is
I believe, a Southern tradition. At least a Southern lady is explaining it. It is a way to save money on toilet paper, and it is a way to be kind to the environment. Here is a lady explaining what a family cloth is.
These are my family cloths. As you can see, they look clean. I just washed them. These things are a year old. A year later, I am not offended. These things have been a lifesaver. A family cloth is what you use for when you go to the bathroom for the wet stuff. Just saying. The poopy, you can still use your toilet paper. It actually saves you, in the long run, lots of toilet paper throughout the year. This has been something I have used for 1 year religiously to see
Dude,
how.
Stop. Jesus. What? What?
Family cloth.
The wet stuff? What? Urine?
Yes.
What? Where? What are you wiping off your dingle? What is the. What's
well,
going
I
on?
Think it is more for the female population. Yes. Let's go back to the Southern lady.
Oh,
and. They hold up so well.
They do.
Granted, these are flannel pillowcases. And I'm going to tell you, I had to use toilet paper while I was on my trip to Tennessee, yeah. And believe me, toilet paper for wet stuff is just so thin. You have to use so much of it.
Mike, it's so thin.
Oh, God.
It's very thin.
Oh, my God.
If there was only more information.
This, I have gotten so used to, it's just awesome. I wash these, like, every 3 to 4 days
for
a year.
3 to 4 days?
You can't tell they've even been hurt. There's no stains. There's no scent.
Okay.
So you can use anything you want.
Anything.
The flannel works really, really well. And maybe you're thinking like it's perfect for old flannel sheets. If you have flannel sheets that you have in the closet or you find them in a secondhand store.
Throw up.
Okay, we'll stop that.
God.
But just think of the money you could save.
This is America, people. If you want your family closet, take them to South America where you can't find toilet paper sometimes.
Old flannel sheets.
Oh man.
My toilet paper's so thin.
I have been a customer of yours. These sausages are the same. How much longer does she go on?
We ain't got the gist of it.
Gross. Oh, my God.
All right, this is truly...
family cloth. I love when they come up with a nice name for something.
And we wash it every 3 or 4 days.
Did you see video of her? Was that a video?
I just got the audio, so I don't know.
You just got this, so we don't know what she looks like?
I'll find out and send you a link. You like that?
I just picture somebody who looks like Kathy Bates from Dolores Claiborne.
I was thinking
family cloth. It's wet. The wet stuff.
Paula Deen.
Oh, God. Southern Belle.
Yeah. So you think? All right. Here's a good palate cleanser, and you'll appreciate this, Mike, because you appreciate talent. Catherine McPhee is still gorgeous, and she's about to make her Broadway debut in a musical called Waitress.
She would use a family cloth.
Well, at the least, she'd wash it every day.
Okay, stop. All right, go ahead.
I got old flannel sheets. Catherine McPhee posted footage of herself finalizing some lessons, some voice lessons she got for this new musical, and she sounds great. Here's Catherine McPhee, and I think it's brave to show yourself, you know, in vocal training.
So with flour on my head.
She's still beautiful. I would never go see
bleep.
That.
What was the bleep that you?
She bleeped it herself. It was goddamn.
GD.
Oh, yeah. She had a little problem. Yeah. She's kind of amazing.
She's great.
What a talent she is.
I think she's still around. Yeah.
She's had a great career and she deserves it. And it's kind of not as splashy as perhaps a Carrie Underwood.
True.
You know, but she really does a nice job.
Meanwhile, Ruben like Studdard is using his family cloth.
For the wet stuff.
No, not the poopy, Mike. No. You'd think after all these years there wouldn't be any more reasons to hate Kathy Lee Gifford, but yet she keeps giving. She's
been under the radar since Hoda got the big gig. Right?
I think this is an interview from All Access.
They still do the show together.
Yeah. And here she is, Mike. Do you know that men hate her? Do you know why?
Why?
They fear her.
Oh.
God. You're going to love this. Here's Kathy Lee Gifford from All Access.
Who doesn't want to find love again?
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, I think my probability is less, obviously. I think some men are afraid of strong women. I wouldn't be interested in a man like that anyway. And some men are afraid of living up to the mantle of Frank Gifford. And there's no reason for that. Frank was just a flawed man like anybody else is.
By the way, Frank was just a flawed man like anyone else is now that he's dead.
She's such
Why would she even stink. Say that?
Let's hear more. Let's hear about her. Maybe she'll talk about her cloth.
I didn't know him as an 8-time Hall of Famer. He was my husband. And he was my friend for 4 years before we fell in love. So if that's part of God's will for me, I'm certainly open to it. I'm not out at singles bars. I'm not online. I've had one date in 2.5 years, and that didn't go so well.
Imagine.
He didn't share my faith, and he couldn't understand why I didn't want to be with him. And I said, my faith isn't something I do on Sunday mornings for an hour. My faith is me.
So my takeaway from that one actuality.
Have a nice one.
Yeah.
So long, lady.
My dead husband was flawed, and I'm better than you in the eyes of God.
Yeah,
I don't know why she's not dating.
Right. A lot of me.
Yeah, I don't know why she's not dating.
She hasn't found love. She's a strong woman.
Yeah, I'm scared of her. Mike, are you still watching Fox 13 in Utah?
I love it.
I know it's your favorite
television station.
Before you get all your news, let's close with this. The new Fitbit Versa. It's a watch and a Fitbit together. This anchor has trouble covering this news story. Here she is talking about the Fitbit Versa.
But the Versa also offers a Fitbit coat. Fitbit. I mean, again, I said it again. Oh, my gosh. Fitbit coat. You got it.
We knew it. You meant.
Okay, sorry.
You got it. Everybody grab your family claws and have a great Thursday. That's your Magic Audio Vault, folks.
That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007 each day. 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Ah.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.